Ladies and gents, welcome to the new episode, the newest episode of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. So glad you are able to join us to download these podcasts. And I hope that you are joining the efforts of LWIM to share the truth in a world full of uncertainty with your friends. You can do that by sharing these podcasts, sharing the links to our website. We're always updating it with articles, audio, all of the latest things so that it can help you nurture you, nurture your spiritual growth. And at the same time, you can employ it as an evangelistic tool so that others may come to the feet of the Lord via the tools that, of course, we are given by grace. And the Bible tells us that we should give by grace what we have received by grace. So we thank you very much once again for downloading these podcasts and for sharing them with your friends, family members, coworkers, the whole works. This week, it was very interesting. I got to watch a little bit of the fifth episode of the Bible series. And to be honest with you, after just a few short minutes, I had to turn it off. I got sick and tired of all of the revisionism. I got tired of, I was just agitated with the amount of rewriting that they have done in the series. At first, I was very content that we had this series coming on air on the History Channel, put together by Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, his wife, formerly of Touched by an Angel fame. And it's interesting because when you begin to do some more investigative work, you always find that there are some ulterior motives going on and around, and God opens your eyes, especially if you're attentive, if you're paying attention, God will show you the truth so that that would leave you in freedom and absolute liberty. As I started doing more and more research, I start noticing that Rick Warren, one of the initial promoters or the main promoters of the program, of the miniseries, this guy was an advisor to Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, along with others like Erwin McManus, who is a, how should I put this, an emergent church extraordinaire. This guy has redefined the Bible to limits that I never thought were possible, along with the likes of Rob Bell and others, Craig Groeschel and others. These people sought the advice of these so-called theologians, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. They sought the advice of these so-called theologians and scholars to see if they were accurate, if they were portraying the Bible accurately. But then he goes on to say, well, we always added a little spin on top, and I'm just paraphrasing, but we added some artistic liberty on top, I guess, to make it more compelling, is what the typical Hollywood elite would say. But even then, I go on to examine and I say to myself, how did Rick Warren and Erwin McManus and others miss that the Ten Commandments, yes, they were given in Mount Sinai, but Moses was not called in Mount Sinai, but rather in Mount Horeb. Among the other inaccuracies, the fabrications, I mean, there were just dozens and dozens and dozens of fabrications, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, even in the first episode, I remember Soraya and I, all we did was count them. The ninja angels, I don't know if any of you remember that, the ninja angels, the angels being afraid of the Sodomites, imploring Lot to allow them into their house. And then when I read the Bible, I said, wait a minute, these people, you see that Lot goes to them. And he implores them to stay in his house. He implores them. He begs them to stay in his house. And these messengers are saying, no, we're going to stay out in the public square. And then in the series, these people are just looking to kill the two messengers of God. But yet in the Bible, we find that these men were trying to know, and the New King James Version says carnally, which is, a poetic way of saying that these guys were militant homosexuals looking to do the you-know-what to these guys. So why would you want to revise that? Could it be that these people are politically correct? They understand the day and age we're living in, if you will, and they add to the political correctness of our day and age by not mentioning that the Sodomites were militant homosexuals? Yeah, I think so. That, among other things that we could mention. But think about it. What I want to mention more than anything else today is redefinition. The term Christian today has been so redefined that we have literally forgotten what the true meaning, the true significance, the gist of the word is. Why? Because we have these very individuals, the Rick Warrens, the Erwin McManuses of life, the Mark Burnetts, the Roma Downeys of life, all of these talking heads telling the society something that is not true. These are charlatans. These are fabricators that are trying to sell the public on an image that is not, an image that is a falsehood. See, if you understand the true meaning of the word Christian, especially as it appears in the book of Acts first, and then the classical definition, which is a follower of Christ, a follower of the tenets, of the teachings of Jesus Christ, someone who adheres to the scriptural mandates of believing in God the Father, believing that Jesus is God, that he came to us in human form, yet he is all divine still, died for us on the cross a little more than 2,000 years ago, was raised from the grave by the Father. He holds now possession. He's Lord over death, and he now redeems us of our sin, which was the cause of our separation, eternal separation from God, but yet now, via Jesus' vicarious sacrifice, now we are once again with that established relationship that God had originally intended for us in the beginning with Adam and Eve, which was cut off by Adam and Eve's sin. That's what we believe as Christians. It's that simple. But yet when you have the revisionists, the redefinitionists of the age coming in and saying, no, that's not what it means. It means that we have to love our brother and that we have unity with Catholics and with Islamics and with yoga and all of these other things. Then you begin to see that the public begins to believe that junk. And then the ones who are true Christians, the authentic Christians, we're the ones that look like the fringe group, if you will. We look like the nut jobs because that's how even these guys will portray us. The Rick Warrens in life. The Joel Osteens of life. That's how they will portray us. Man, I'm telling you, Paul was not wrong when the Holy Spirit said that. They would come in unawares, crept in unawares. These guys, these infiltrators are already in and among us. Yes, there are still many outside the circle, but there are many in the group, and we need to denounce them. Now, why do I mention this and the Bible series? What does that have to do with anything? Well, because this past weekend, something happened which I thought was very comical, to be honest with you. This past episode, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched maybe the first 10 minutes, and after that, I was just tired of it. And the character of Satan appears, and a Moroccan actor was tapped to play the part of Satan. And a lot of commentators, and it is true because when you look at the picture, there's a striking resemblance there. The person who plays Satan looks a lot like Barack Obama. And the implication was that Barack Obama is the devil. I might not dispute that charge. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, the truth of the matter is that it was just a joke. And yet, Roma Downey took this so seriously that she goes on and she releases a statement. Because again, being the PC warriors that they are, Hollywood elites, doesn't matter how conservative they are, they have to be PC. Yeah, anyways. She goes on to state, and quote, "Both Mark and I," her husband, of course, Mark Burnett, "both Mark and I have nothing but respect and love for our president, who is a fellow Christian." What? Let me continue before I even comment on that. False statements such as these are just designed as a foolish distraction to try to discredit the beauty of the story of the Bible, end quote. False statements? I mean, what kind of a nitwit do you have to be to categorize what people were just making comments on for comedic relief as false statements? Really? Really? Anyways, having said that, let's tap this issue of Obama being a Christian, shall we? First and foremost, I think it's notable to mention that Roma Downey, the people who a lot of others have come to believe because of this series, because she's a producer of this series, that she's a Christian, she has openly said that she is a Catholic, an avowed Catholic. And those that know the distinction between Catholicism and Christianity know that there could be no bridge, no matter how well built, that can build the gap between one and another. Even though your university professors and your high school professors will tell you otherwise, Christianity and Catholicism are not the same thing. Catholicism teaches a system of works and a system that is dependent upon the religious and political organization called the Catholic Church. At the very basic tenets of Catholicism, you'll find purgatory, which is not mentioned in the Bible. You'll find the perpetual virginity of Mary, which is not in the Bible because she ended up having other kids with Joseph. What you'll find is that Mary is glorified on many occasions above Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, there have been popes and others that have called her the real Redeemer, that Jesus prays to her. Think about that. Also, they believe in this papacy, this supposed papacy, the popes. They started with Peter, when Jesus hands him the keys of the kingdom. What an egregious misrepresentation and misinterpretation of the text. They also say that you need to do works in order to get into heaven. You need penitence. Oh, and that the vicarious work of Jesus on the cross was not necessarily completed. You need works. And anyone that doesn't believe this, according to the Council of Trent, and this is again reaffirmed in Vatican II, some of their most important documents, the Catholic Church's documents, they say that that person is anathema. Yet the biblical Christian says, wait a minute. No. Jesus Christ, he came. He is God. There is no other above him. Mary was no longer a virgin. She was just a saint, just like the rest of us. She was a vessel that God used in order to give Jesus, the vehicle, if you will, that was used in order to give Jesus an earthly body so that he can abide here among us, like the Bible says. And that Jesus did complete the work that he was sent here to do by the Father. That his vicarious sacrifice is complete. And it was complete when he said, it is finished. It is finished. And then it was approved, signed, sealed, and delivered by God the Father when he resurrected Jesus on the third day. And he takes captivity. And now he gives us all eternal life. And once again establishes that relationship with God that we lost because of our parents, Adam and Eve. So, please tell me, Roma Downey, where's the similarities between Catholicism and Christianity? There are none. There are none. Because Jesus tells you, I am the only way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except by me. And yet Catholicism tells you, no. You need the popes. You need the organization. If not, you don't get to heaven without us. There is no similarity. Now, this issue of Obama being a Christian, this really made me laugh, and at the same time, it disgusted me to my core. And I'm going to use a rhetorical device to discover whether or not Obama is a Christian, because notice the key here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to show you that the redefinitionists are out there. Notice how she has tried to redefine, along with her husband, the biblical message, the essence, the truth of the biblical message. Notice how she is one of the people who has tried to redefine the terminology Christian. Because she says, no, I'm a Christian, but I'm a Catholic. Now notices again, she tries to employ another device to try to redefine Christian by calling Obama a Christian. Well, let us look at some of the characteristics of our president to see whether or not he espouses a biblical worldview. Okay, number one, is a Christian inspired by the writings of a radical leftist who dedicates his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer, like Saul Alinsky did? You can answer that question. Does a Christian believe in a government-subsidized theft of the rich, those who have earned their money and make a lot more than the rest because they have worked hard, etc., etc., and then they redistribute that wealth to those who are not really poor? They just have less than everyone else. And not for any reasons external to their own, but rather they're just lazy and they're depending on the government for assistance. This is a true Christian. This is a believer. Support same-sex marriage and abortion and infanticide in the form of negating medical care for survivors of botched abortions. Does a believer engage in class warfare to turn neighbor against neighbor, family member against family member? Does a believer, a born-again individual, mock those who are opposed to progressive ideology by stating that these people cling to guns or religion? Does a Christian slip, have a slip of the tongue saying that they have, or espouse a Muslim faith? Does a Christian openly mock the Bible during a campaign speech? Well, the answer to all of these questions is a resounding yes. Well, according to Ramadani, but according to Jesus, Obama is a charlatan. He's a manipulator of the truth. He's a deceiver. He is an individual who does all of these things for political gain. And at the end, he wants the biblical influence expulsed from society, just like secularists out there. But Roma Downey believes that he is a Christian. Redefinitionist, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be careful with these people. We have to be careful. We, as the authentic Christians, we have to keep guard at the gates. Because if we are going to represent what true Christianity is all about, we need to be zealous of that definition, just like everyone else is zealous over keeping the definitions of what they uphold pure. We have to do the same thing, especially if we believe that we are espousing the truth. Because we know what happens when the redefinitionists of the day and age take hold of pure words in order to try to redefine them and corrupt their original meanings. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you for sharing these with your friends and with your family members. Check out our website, lwim.org. If you are in the vicinity, in Miami, please visit us every single Friday night at 8 p.m. We are located at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Check us out on Twitter. We are at LWYM. Also, my personal Twitter feed at Giovanni DC, JIOVANNEDC. And also check out our blogs, LWYM Pure, and my personal blog, Uncompromised Truth. Until the next occasion, may the Lord shine his face upon you.